Victoria's racing industry has had another seriously bad day because of yesterday's disastrous running of the grand annual steeplechase in Warrnambool. Only two of the race's eight starters actually finished the course. Jockeys fell around the race and one runaway horse ploughed into spectators. Among the injured were a two-year-old boy and an 80-year-old woman. The head of Racing Victoria concedes that the race did not reflect well on the sport and that such incidents are more likely to happen in jumps racing than on the flat. Mary Geerin reports from Melbourne.
There is no excuse for animal abuse.
Animal activists were always likely to voice their concerns in Warrnambool Carnival Week, as about 50 did today in busy lunchtime traffic in the centre of Melbourne. But their protests have gained new impetus since yesterday's spectacular grand annual, when a riderless horse leapt over a 2-metre-high brush fence and ploughed into a crowd of spectators standing just outside the boundary of the course. Seven people were left injured. Ward Young is from the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses.
Why don't you accept that yesterday was a freak accident?
Because it's not a freak accident when you knowingly place horses in front of danger and then claim it's an accident when a catastrophe occurs. I would not be surprised if more people are injured or killed in jumps racing.
Yesterday's near calamity for humans comes on top of this season's death toll in Victoria of two horses in jumps races and one in a trial. Two more horses have died in South Australia, the only other state to stage jumps racing. But although Racing Victoria's CEO, Rob Hines, concedes yesterday's event did the sport no favours, he is standing firmly behind the continuation of jumps racing.
I don't think that yesterday's event was symptomatic of jumps racing. It was a really freakish accident. And although I do accept it's more likely to happen in jumps racing where you have more riderless horses, of course we have in the past had the odd occasion where this has occurred in flat racing.
It didn't reflect well on the sport though, did it?
No, it doesn't reflect well on the sport, and I think the sport had a challenging day yesterday, which is unfortunate after some really exceptional jump racing in the Gallywood Hurdle and the Brearley Steeple. It was a remarkable freakish event. Over 130 years of running the Grand Annual Steeplechase, that's the first incident of anything like that.
After a temporary ban in 2009, Racing Victoria guaranteed hurdle racing for 3 years, which means the future of those races won't be reviewed until the end of next jumps season. Steeplechase races, like yesterday's Grand Annual, will be reviewed at the end of this year, no matter how many fatalities. Given yesterday's event, is the future not looking good for steeplechase?
Well, it will certainly be included in the review. I mean, when we set up the review, we thought we'd be looking at what the fatality rate was in the sport, but we didn't think we'd be looking at issues to do with spectators. So we will include that, obviously, because safety of spectators at all of our events is absolutely paramount.
Even if it is a freak event, isn't it more prudent to reintroduce a ban at this point?
I don't think this warrants a ban. I think that would be a knee-jerk reaction to a genuinely freakish accident. We have motor racing where cars clear the barriers and sometimes kill spectators, and we don't immediately call for a ban of motor racing.
Would you rule out then reintroducing a ban basically no matter what happened this season?
No. The sport will be reviewed, and it won't be by me. It'll be by the board of Racing Victoria taking expert advice on how well this season has gone or how badly it's gone, and we won't know until the end of the year. And then they will make their decision about the future of steeplechasing at the end of this season.
Victoria's Premier Ted Baillieu and his Minister for Racing Dennis Napthine have today reiterated their support for jumps racing. Meanwhile, WorkSafe Victoria has inspected the Warrnambool racetrack and will compile a report over the next few days.
Mary Geerin.